go ahead and get started. All right, so we're going to end up putting Cordy Glenn on IR. Cordy just, somewhat of a frustrating year overall. We realize his talent, he's going to have a procedure in the near future with Bob Anderson, one of the best in the world at what he does. And really the whole goal is to get Cordy into a place where he's ready to go for the off-season program and can have a productive off-season, put this behind him, and move forward. And then Tyrod is into a situation where he is good to go, and we'll start Sunday against the Dolphins for us. So I want to get that information to you guys as we move forward. Nathan remains in the concussion protocol this time, and we'll continue to monitor that going forward. With that, I'll open it up.
Is there a corresponding roster move with Cordy?
Not at this time. We're going to look at it. I know Brandon and his staff are continuously looking at things, that being one of them this morning. So.
But saying you want him to be ready for the off-season program, is that assuring him or assuring fans that he's going to be back next season?
I'm not going to get into that. Right now we're focused on the Dolphins right now.
So Joe Webb coached number two this week?
As it stands right now, correct.
With Nathan, what is the timeline in terms of can he pass that concussion protocol perhaps tomorrow and be active for the game, or when is there a deadline?
Right now he's just in the protocol, so I don't want to put a timetable on it moving forward, so we'll just see.
So it's possible he could be cleared by, let's say, Saturday night. It's possible between now and then anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Sean, with Cordy, I know he was dealing with ankle on one, feet. What's the procedure specifically dealing with?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but overall, it's he's just had some couldn't get back to total health this year overall. We practiced the last couple of weeks here. We were heading in the right direction, and we just felt like at this time it was just right to move forward, getting him totally healthy and ready to go for that off-season program and come out next off-season and have a great off-season ready to go.
So just one procedure on either the ankle or the foot, not multiple procedures?
It's one procedure as far as I know right now. I'm not a doctor, so.
What was the tipping point that made you guys go that way after, was it a thought at all before the season?
Well, really, not too much more than what I already shared, Matt. It's really just, we thought we could get him back, and we were moving in that direction a couple different times. He was back and played well, and then, as we get into the last quarter of the season, we just felt like it was the right thing to do for him and then moving forward for our team. He's a good football player, and to get him ready to go for that off-season program, similar to some of the other players we've done that with. Hey, let's have a strong off-season, get ready to go. And be ready to go come the start of the off-season program there.
Long-term, do you see Deion Dawkins best fit for this team at left tackle?
Well, obviously that's where he is right now. We'll see. He's done a phenomenal job, I think, for a young player at that position, and he's only going to get better. So we're going to play him where he is most comfortable in a position of strength. But every year is different. Every situation is different. We're going to try and get our best five on the field at all times.
What's your feeling on Calvin's availability for Sunday?
He'll practice some today. Feel good about it, but he's day-to-day, and we'll just continue to monitor as we move forward.
With Tyrod, do you feel that he's done everything that you needed to see? Obviously, by naming him the starter, you feel like he's done everything you wanted to see in practice this week?
He has, right.
With Jordan Matthews having surgery yesterday, how much of that was sort of his personal decision considering he's heading into free agency, and how much of that was sort of you guys?
I think it's a combination of both. You watch Jordan over the season, and he's toughed it out at times, being out there, not really able to execute at his maximum potential. So we just felt like it was, again, a situation where it was right for him. And we're always going to try and do the right thing by the player first. So had a conversation with Jordan, and you feel good about it, and happy for him that he's going to have a chance to get this thing cleaned up and ready to go.
You mentioned that it was an injury that's sort of plagued him for 2 years. How much did you guys know about the knee and ankle when you traded for him?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there with that. I'm not going to go there at all.
there anybody you're ruling out right now for the game on Sunday?
All right, yeah, so in terms of out for the game, it would just be John Miller at this point, yeah.
What happened with him? He practiced Wednesday. Was there some sort of setback?
I had a little setback, yeah.
With going back to Jordan Matthews, how much do you feel like his performance was hampered or impacted by his injuries this year?
Well, when you look at it, he did some good things. And you know, we just felt as we moved forward on through the season, he was hindered a little bit by some of these type injuries. And like I said before, I appreciate the fact that he tried to push through some of this. And at the end of the day, like we said, you know, we decided that it was best for us to move in this direction and for him as well.
When you see Kenyon Drake and what he did last week, Coach, when you watch him on film, kind of what makes him so tough to deal with? Obviously, he had a really good game both running and receiving.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a dual threat. You know, he's made the most of his opportunities so far since Jai went or left, and then the other runner. You know, so he took advantage of the opportunities. He runs hard. He seems to understand the game plan. He's a threat both in the running and passing game, and a threat on third down. So.